And we're back. It's today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, Food and Dining Thursday is here. Always one of our favorites. And we're joined by chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gastenheimer. Each year before the holiday season, she tells us about new kitchen gadgets on the market, perhaps for gifts. So, Linda, look at all this stuff.
I know.
What's up for today?
I filled the studio. It's Christmas ahead of time, okay?
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, good. I'll take that.
Yeah, well, just a moment.
I'll take dibs.
Okay. It's our annual holiday gift gadget program. Even my friends who don't cook love gadgets, as I can see here in the studio.
And they probably wind up in drawers.
Are you saying I don't cook, Linda?
I have no idea.
You're correct.
Okay, I thought I was. Anyway, I thought we could test some of them. And also, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any kitchen gadget ideas to share with us? Maybe you've got some duds to tell us about. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email, Bonnie?
We do, radio@WLRN.org.
Also with us is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column. That's in today's Miami Herald. And also, he has a wine column in today's Miami Herald. Mm-hmm.
He's also in Michigan, and I bet he has long johns on.
So, Fred, kitchen wine gadgets in the snow?
Just a minute. I got to adjust my long johns before I can talk here. Yeah, wine gadgets. I love them, and I'm going to talk about them.
All right. We won't ask. I'm not going to ask you for the weather report. Well, let's start with what I'd like to start with is actually just some kitchen helpers is what I'm calling them. And I have here, some of you may have, like pomegranates, okay? I've got this gadget here. Now, I love pomegranates. I don't like the mess and the fuss of seeding them.
And the stains.
And the stains and everything else. But this pomegranate tool will solve your problem. So let me explain. It's a nice gift for the holiday season because it's red.
Oh, that's what that thing is.
It's plastic. It's a bowl. It's a red, little red bowl, and there's a... What would you call this?
Like a colander.
A lid.
It's got huge, it's got big holes in
yeah.
it. So I put that there. I've got a pomegranate here that I cut in half. And I'm putting that seed side down.
Okay.
All right. I've got another piece, a red silicone piece that goes over the upside down.
To keep it from spraying.
Exactly. Now, here's the deal. You take a spoon and you whack it. Like this.
Oh, my.
And this so watch out. Good if you've had a frustrating holiday season.
It's like we have picture pomegranate juice spraying all over the studio.
It's like we have Lizzie
it's
Borden
like a
here.
Punching bag.
And what happens is the pomegranates fall into the base. Now sometimes you get pith there, but that's okay because you can just take the pith off. That's very easy. I'm not going to continue.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
But you can do this whole, I've seeded a whole pomegranate in less than a minute. And so I really like this gift because I like pomegranates. And you know what? They're great for salads. I put it in cereal. And because they're such colorful little red bees, they make great decorations for your holiday dinners. So that's the call.
Keep that in mind, Bonnie, for your holiday dinner.
Okay.
The pomegranate tool. It's $19.95 is a suggested retail price. You can go online, maybe find another price. Anyway, all of my gadgets that I'm talking about are on my website with a photograph and what they are, so you'll be able to go find them.
I think we need a video of you smashing that pomegranate.
I'd pay $100 to see that.
Okay, so here's another tool. Now, you asked me earlier, what was this? Joe.
It looks like a small meat grinder.
It looks like the old fat manual that you used to attach to the corner of your table and everything. And no, this is it's attached by a suction.
Oh, it looks like a cheese grater.
It is a cheese grater. So, and it has two different kinds of grating tubes to go in it. But of course, you can grate cheese, you can grate nuts and everything. I love this one because your fingers are not going to get grated when you're grating that cheese or anything else.
That's always helpful.
But what I did was I wanted to show you that you could shred vegetables. Oh. So I put some carrots in the top, and I just turn it around and around, and out comes the grated carrots. So it's called the cheese grater. The cheese grinder. And that will be on the website. We're going to tell you it's about it's $29.95. So that's not too bad. And it's, I think it makes a nice present.
And where do we get these things? Online or?
You can get them online. This one you can get through www.fantesfantes.com. The pomegranate is sold at Sur La Table. But again, go online. You can go into my website and see what they are and see what the actual names are. And you can find them wherever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now let's go to another one that I love. It's a surprising statistic, okay? Tea is exploding in popularity. People are taking... Bonnie's wriggling her nose. I'm glad I put this product
in front of you. I'm drinking tea right now.
Yes. Okay, good for you, Joe. People are taking a break from coffee and they're drinking tea. But here's another one. Tea is the most popular drink throughout the world. So there you are. Mm-hmm. So for your tea enthusiasts, if you have someone who loves tea, the Smart Kettle, it's by Chef's Choice, and it makes the perfect cup of tea. You've got it in front of you, Bonnie. Do you want to describe it?
Well, it looks like one of those automatic, it has a little burner on it, I guess
it's
is.
It's a little base
electric,
with the electric,
automatic.
Yeah.
And it looks like a coffee pot, actually. It looks like a stainless steel.
It's a big stainless steel it boils water. Well, here's something that maybe we didn't realize. That if you want the perfect cup of tea, it depends on the temperature of the water. So this one is a smart kettle because it'll brew the tea to the exact temperature. Whether you might have herbal tea, white tea, green tea, black tea. And also, if you want to make hot chocolate, hot cereals, you can even boil water to blanch vegetables. And there's a tea temperature guide that comes with it. And what I thought was really interesting is that you can heat your water faster than you can heat it in the microwave for whatever you're making. And that's Chef's Choice. Now, that's $49.95, a little pricey, but it's a beautiful gift.
Well, it is.
It's a very nice gift, and it works because I've used it.
And is this the tea from it?
No. Don't. You're getting ahead of yourself just a little bit.
Okay,
so now we have the tea, the tea forte tea. I'm looking for the... here, this is making iced tea. Now, we love iced tea here. And you can make and serve the iced tea. And it's very... if you look at the picture there of what it is, it's two glass pitchers that are stacked on top of each other. And they're very attractive. It's nice to put on a table if you're going to be serving the tea.
Oh.
Now, what's nice about this is that it's called the Tea Forte Iced Tea Brewing System. And what happens, you pour hot water in the top pitcher that sits on the other pitcher,
right.
And you steep your tea. And these are very strong tea bags. So then you take that steeped tea and you pour it into the base that's filled with ice, and it immediately makes an iced tea, but it doesn't dilute the flavor. So you've got some in front of you. You can taste the tea that you've got there. I've made some iced tea. So I did sweeten a little bit.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's very nice. Mm. Now, you need it's a very pretty present. If you want to just put it out and display it, but you use these tea bags. Now, these tea bags that come with it they're big, huge triangles, and those are separate. And in fact, if you want to just give a present to a tea lover, these teas are very nice.
Could you just stick some regular tea in there?
Yes, you can, but you need the strength. You need maybe two or three tea bags.
Because otherwise the ice will dilute it too much.
Right, so you want...
Or loose tea.
Loose tea, then you'd need a strainer. Oh. You could do that, sure. You could certainly steep the loose tea, but have a strainer. And that's $39 for a very pretty, I think, attractive
set. Yeah, it is.
All right, so back to coffee.
Okay.
Bonnie, you're all right now. I don't want to leave out our coffee. So if you have cappuccino, lattes, hot chocolate, I've got here this frother. Joe's just sort of looking, oh my goodness.
Oh, you're really banging around stuff. It's like a...
I want everybody to know that these are actually here in the studio.
It's like professional wrestling.
So here we have, look, this gadget makes frothy velvet, warm milk, and...
For your cappuccinos or lattes.
Does that have a burner, or do you put it on the stove?
No, it comes... it sits on a base, and the base is electric and plugs into the wall.
I bet you don't drink coffee, and you don't need that.
What do you think she has in mind? Do you think she has something in mind here?
I think she wants to maybe borrow it for a while.
Maybe.
I don't know about borrowing from Barney.
Okay.
Okay. So what it's called the Aerolatte Hot Milk Frother, and it makes really velvety milk froth in just 2 to 3 minutes. That's all. It's a stainless steel pitcher, and it sits on the electrocorded base, as you mentioned. It heats, and it whisks at the same time. It's got two different whisks in it. One is the whisk that makes it really, really thick, frothy. And then it's got a paddle type if you want less of a foam. And you know what Joe wasn't too happy when he tasted this because it's just...
Well, on its own, it's...
On its own.
Kind of...
But you know what? It gets so thick and frothy. I was thinking maybe put some vanilla in it, some cinnamon and some sugar. That might be a nice little snack. Anyway,
that's right.
You know, I've got one of those for my wife, just a little simple $9 battery-powered whisk. And it does a wonderful job. It froths up the milk for a latte. And you don't have to clean it the way you do in those $300 machines. You just rinse it off.
Okay, this is a $100 machine, and it cleans very quickly. But anyway, it's great if you have somebody who loves coffee and they love cappuccinos. It's a nice little thing.
And who makes that?
That's Aerolatte, A-E-R-O, okay. Latte. And again, it's on the website. All right, baking. Baking is big this season, especially cookies. So, have you ever made a batch of cookies and the cookies run together? Or you're not quite sure? They're both of them shaking their head. I guess they never, Bonnie and Joe never made cookies.
I don't know about Bonnie. Maybe as a little girl.
Maybe.
Sad look on your face. Okay. This is a cookie pan with drop zones. Now, some of you may know about Cake Boss on television. So these drop zones.
It sounds like military.
Guys jumping out of helicopters.
Here it is, and it has little circles on the pan already. Can you see them?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this...
And there's 15, 3x5, right?
You counted that already. Good for you. Okay. It takes the guesswork because what it has, it's all measured out. So you drop the exact amount of cookie dough into that area and it bakes and they don't run together.
Perfect.
So it's stamped right into the surface, the guide is. And it has rubberized handles, which I like because it makes it easier to lift it in and out of the oven.
I don't know how I've ever gotten along without that.
Well, if you want an 11x17 one, you can have it for $16.95. It's by cakebossbaking.com, and it's a fun gadget. It's fun if you like to, on the holiday, especially if you're cooking with kids and all. I think that's a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now, back to baking. Okay, we're still in baking. Have you ever heard of Rosalie?
Well, we're talking about baking. What about breaking?
Oh, it's time to take a break, and I haven't even gotten to half my products here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well... I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our gadget gift program. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about my favorite kitchen gadgets. And all of the gadgets that we've mentioned are be listed on my website with photos and prices and even some that we haven't had time to talk about. And our favorite one is, Bonnie, your favorite one is the latte?
The milk frother.
Milk frother. Mine is the pomegranate tool.
Joe?
That's Joe's answer.
No, I'm sure Joe loves the vegetable grinder.
Not unless it can grind pork.
All right. It's dinner in minutes time. Maybe you're looking to undo some of the holiday indulgence you had last week. Here's a quick dinner that won't break your calorie bank. It's a balsamic pork scallopini with zucchini sweet potatoes. So you take tender, juicy pork scallopinis. They only take a few minutes to cook on either side. And the sauce is made with balsamic vinegar. It gives it a tangy and a sweet flavor to the pork. And then I added pine nuts to add a crunchy texture. So this is what you do. You take the pork tenderloin and you cut 1-inch slices off of that. And you bang them to about 1/4 inch thick. So take a couple of minutes per side. Remove them. And add the vinegar and pine nuts to the skillet. Reduce that. Pour it over the pork, and you're done. It's very simple. The sweet potatoes are cut into small pieces. They're boiled for about 5 minutes. Then I add some sliced zucchini to the boiling water and cook that another 5 minutes. Drain and toss with olive oil. This is really simple, don't you think?
Certainly is.
Okay, well, that recipe and a photograph, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And you can find another quick recipe in today's Miami Herald. It's roasted buttery salmon and an herb sauce with braised asparagus. And please follow me on Twitter. So, Fred Tasker, in the frozen north, any wine gadgets?
Oh, I love wine gadgets. I've got a bunch of them. I've been Googling all over and finding some very unusual ones, actually. And my first one this year is actually for beer rather than wine. You know how when you're drinking a beer, it goes flat and it loses its head after a few sips? Well, now you can solve
Bonnie's
that.
Bonnie's kind of wrinkling her head.
I don't know. That's
that
why.
Happens to you all the time, Bonnie?
Yes, I think all the time.
All the time. You can solve that with the Sonic Foamer. It's a little gadget. You set your glass of beer on a little plastic plate and you turn it on, and it sends ultrasonic waves up through the beer, recreating the head. It's absolutely genius, and it's only $39.99 at sonicfoamer.com.
Interesting.
Or, getting back to wine, if you're a fan of the Duck Dynasty TV show, you can buy Duck Dynasty wines. There's a white, a rosé, and a red. I'm sure those guys love them, and they're only $10 at Walmart. Now, I haven't tried those, so if you do, let me know how they are, okay? But the most ambitious gadget is the Coravin Wine Access System. That's spelled Coravin. This lets you try a glass of wine from a bottle without taking out the cork. It's a thin tube that you insert through the cork, draw out some wine, and pump in inert argon gas to preserve the rest of the wine. And the inventor says he has tested this for 10 years, and you can actually draw a glass of wine out of a bottle and leave the rest for 10 years, and it will be in perfect shape.
Whoa.
The only problem is $299, and you have to spend $29 for the canisters of argon gas. There are actually a lot more nifty gadgets this year, and I write about them in my wine column today in the Miami Herald. Things like wine for your cat, or a
wine for your what?
Cat.
That'll get me in trouble with Bonnie, won't it?
That's for sure. Well,
this has no alcohol in it. It has vitamin C and gives a whole new meaning to the word catnip. Or you can have a planet-saving wine bottle made out of paper that they say is good for up to 3 hours in an ice bucket.
A paper wine bottle?
Yeah, it's 70% lighter than glass, so it saves the planet, you see.
Okay.
Or there's an electronic system to alert you on your iPhone any place in the country if your kid tries to get into your wine cellar. So you could, if you want to see about these, go buy a copy of the Miami Herald, or better yet, buy a whole bunch of copies and keep us in business.
I bet young Fred did a little of that.
Absolutely. Well, actually, my dad wasn't much into wine. He was into very, very, very cheap Chianti, and that almost put me off wine for the first half of my life.
But you make up for it.
Yeah, I've been working on it ever since. Or you can go to MiamiHerald.com and just type in Fred Tasker Wine into the search box and find my column. So you can make all your wine-loving friends happy.
Okay. Well, back to some of our kitchen gadgets that we were talking about. Joe, in front of you, you've got some ice cube trays. They look rather strange. So what do you think those are?
I guess they would make round ice cubes, kind of like the size of a golf ball.
Exactly. Well, a little less than, maybe a little golf ball. But why would you want to do that? And the reason is that they decided if you have these solid balls of ice, that you only need to use one per glass, because the solid ice melts slower. So you don't need all these ice cubes that are going to dilute your drinks.
You know, I've seen those, and you can also get stainless steel ice cubes so they don't dilute your wine at all, or your drink, or whatever you're having.
There you go. Okay.
Just don't swallow one.
Well, I'm glad to have an ice maker on the fridge.
Well, so that's really an interesting thing. But also, you've got in front of you another gadget here. Now, pop it open. No, oh, no. Oh, oh, my goodness. Give it to me.
I went the wrong way?
Yes, you went the wrong way on it.
Oh, it's a bowl.
It's a bowl. Okay.
It folds down.
And it folds flat if you want to store it. But what is it used for? It's a for double boiler. And it's got thick sides so that it's out of silicone. It fits over the pan.
Oh, I see.
And you can melt chocolate and all of that. That's from Rosalie V. Birnbaum, who wrote the Cake Bible. But the other thing is you
it
can use
fold down.
It folds down. So if you have a, you know, it's hard to store a lot of bowls. But the thing is you can also use it to bake a cake and make a round domed cake.
How about feeding a cat wine in it?
Well, it might be used as that. One never knows. Where are you going to go with that? also, you've got in front of you, we have just about a minute left, a bar tool.
And citrus.
It's for a bartender's garnishing tool. It's by Microplane. It's stainless steel, and it's about, well, let's describe it. How would you describe it, Joe?
It's like a little...
Let me see.
What are those? Like it's just a very small grater.
Like a grater. It looks like a, is it a zester?
But it's rounded. Yes, it's...
It's a zester. Well, it's about what?
They call it a citrus bar tool.
Citrus, yeah. It's about 10 inches long and about 5 inches wide, or 3 inches wide, would you say? And at one end of it, you can open it, use it to open bottles. There's a grater there, so you could grate citrus fruits. And there's another part of it where you can create professional style garnishes, delicate peels, and it's all in one compact tool. So it's a fun little home bar gift, and it's by Microplane, and it's $19.95. So
I don't think I'd pay that for that.
Well, not mincing words.
All right. So,
oh, clever.
Are we out of time?
Yes.
We are out of time. Well, all of these gadgets are on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. Scroll to the blog area. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Nice to be with you, Joseph.
Do you have the
Bonnie.
Fireplace
Thank
going,
you.
Fred?
Yes, on high.
Yes, on high. Stay warm, Fred.
It's going to be 17 degrees tomorrow.
Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And join me next week. We'll have more food.
We have some special programming going on next week.
Yes.
Right? You and Bonnie and I.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to ask everyone to call in and chat with us. I'm Linda Gassenheimer.
And then more, something more.
Oh, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.